Picture this. You're scrolling through a leading publication, and there it is, a detailed expert article with your name on it. Or maybe you're the featured guest on a top industry podcast. Your insight is front and center, establishing your credibility and getting it in front of thousands of your target audience. That's the power of effective PR, and it's not just for the big players. As an independent HR consultant, harnessing the media can open up fantastic opportunities to reach your target clients. But how? Well, that's what we're diving into today. I'm going to give you some actionable PR secrets to land coverage in top publications, supercharge your brand, and yes, attract a steady stream of high-quality leads. This is the Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultants podcast, a show to help independent, UK-based HR consultants get a pipeline of perfect fit, high-paying clients without expensive adverts, time-consuming social media activities, or energy-sapping and monotonous networking meetings. I'm your host, Nick Paninski, author of How to Land Your Dream Client, a book which explains everything you need to know to get every sale and client you ever want. And if that sounds interesting, then make sure to grab your copy from the Influential Consultant website today. That being said, let's get into today's show. Well, hello there. Another week and another podcast. Where does the time fly, eh? At the time of recording this, I'm in Cordoba, Argentina, which is a city that doesn't have a right lot going on for it. It's interesting enough, but nothing compared to Buenos Aires, where I was the other week. Anyway, tomorrow I'm heading up to the Iguazu Falls, one of the natural seven wonders of the world, and then onwards to Brazil. So make sure to follow me on Instagram at Nick Paninski if you want to see what I'm up to. Regardless, I hope 2024 is going just as well for you and you're achieving the goals you had in mind for the year. Either way, today's episode could be a great help for you because it has the potential to give you an abundance of leads you can then capture if you followed the advice from last week's episode. Because this week, we're talking about leveraging the power of PR. But what exactly is PR? Well, public relations, or PR for short, is basically the art of getting your name out there in a positive light. It's like building a good reputation with the public, just like you would with a friend or colleague. As an example, imagine you're a new HR consultant who specializes in helping small businesses create a positive work environment. PR for you might involve writing articles for online publications on topics like boosting employee morale or creating conflict resolution strategies. You might also get interviewed on a podcast to discuss trends in the industry and share your expertise. Alternatively, you might get featured in a local business magazine with a profile highlighting your unique approach to HR consulting. Now, these are just a few examples, but the goal is the same, to get your name in the press, as it were, because that can lead to all sorts of positive outcomes. So, firstly, being featured in the press helps you build credibility and authority. When you're featured in respective publications, you're instantly elevated as a thought leader. Your expertise is validated by an outside source, and that boosts your influence. See, if a trusted publication says you're a credible source and an authority, then you're a credible source and an authority, right? Whether that trusted publication is an industry magazine or it's the News at 10, it doesn't matter. Both establish you as a credible source and an authority. PR also helps with your reach and visibility. See, publications have built-in audiences, and getting featured with these publications puts you in front and center of these potential clients. PR also helps you with reach and visibility. See, publications have built-in audiences, and getting featured puts you in front of potential clients you might never have found otherwise. And you don't have to pay for adverts. Effectively, it's free advertising, and in a non-pushy way too, because you're not saying buy from me, you're saying here are the facts. Contact me if you want to know more. You also build trust. See, articles and interviews let you showcase your knowledge in more depth, demonstrating your value and building trust. Like with the credibility and authority point, if the News at 10 say you can be trusted, then you can be trusted. Now, here's where the psychology comes into play. See, humans have a natural inclination to trust and defer to figures perceived as experts or holding positions of authority. This stems from an evolutionary perspective where following individuals with perceived knowledge and experience offered a survival advantage. So if the tribe says that John is an expert, then you accept that John is an expert. Secondly, you will usually accept this authority without question because it's a shortcut. You got the information that John is an expert, so you accept that and focus on your other stuff. Think of it like following the instructions of a police officer or a man in a high-vis jacket. PR is exactly the same. It taps into those tendencies, positioning you incredibly favorably in the minds of your ideal clients. So by securing placements in reputable publications, interviews with prominent journalists, or awards and recognition from respected organizations, you subtly tap into this psychological bias and cement your authority and increase your ability to get quality leads for your HR consultancy. So right now you might be thinking to yourself, well, oh, that sounds well and good, but how do you get these amazing opportunities? Well, if you're going to seek these opportunities out yourself, there are two main ways of getting the best PR opportunities in today's world. Firstly, there's the classic releasing of press releases. And secondly, there's the modern one, you can build relationships online. Let's explore each option here. Firstly, when it comes to press releases, there are a few pros to this. So there is a wide reach. You can quickly reach a large number of journalists and editors with your press release. You can share your information on a email and blind copy everyone into it. It's also really cost effective. It's a relatively inexpensive way of announcing news and information. You create your press release, send it off to all the contacts that you've collated, jobs are good. It also allows you to control the message. So you can frame the narrative and the key points of what you want to be discussed. Unfortunately, there are some cons when it comes to releasing press releases. So there is quite a low response rate. You know, journalists, they receive many releases every day, and it makes it really difficult for your piece of news to stand out. Sometimes as well, you know, they can be seen as promotional, the press releases. So, you know, if they're seen as self-serving or lack a genuine newsworthiness, then, yeah, your press release might not get selected for publication. Equally, it's a one-size-fits-all approach, so it's difficult to personalize or build relationships. You just send out the press release, cross your fingers, and hope for the best. Alternatively, you can take the building journalist relationship option. Now, these have pros and cons as well, right? So one of the pros is that there is a higher engagement rate. So engaging directly with these journalists increases the chances of them reading your pitch. It increases the chances of them, you know, choosing your pitch to promote. Equally, as well, there is tailored communication. So again, by building journalist relationships, you can personalize your pitches to specific publications and interests. And it builds trust and credibility. When you've got a relationship with these journalists, it can lead to a long-term collaboration and ongoing coverage. So when they know that they need a quote from someone in your industry, they will have you on speed dial. They will ring you up and say, John, what is your thoughts on this? There are obviously negatives to this, though. It can be quite time-consuming. So, you know, I'm sure you'll be aware of this, but building relationships takes significant time and effort. There's also no guarantee of any coverage. So even the strongest relationships, they don't guarantee a placement. Just because you have a relationship with a journalist does not mean he's going to cover or she's going to cover what you want them to cover. And it also requires knowledge of specific journalists and publications. So you've got to research and understand the media landscape. If you want my recommendation, what I would suggest is that relying solely on press releases, that might not be enough. certainly if you want this, you know, releasing of PR to be a long-term strategy. So combining both approaches, that offers more balance. You can use press releases to announce newsworthy events, but pair them with tailored pitches. So build upon the core information in the press release, but personalize it for specific journalists and publications, highlighting how your press release, how the information you're sharing will interest the audience of the journalist that you're contacting. You can also, you know, engage with journalists on social media, offer expert commentary on relevant topics, and then participate in industry discussions. You know, that journalist, they will see your name repeatedly, and eventually they will start to know you, like you, and trust you. You know, those three cornerstones of marketing. You know, as well, this is a bit more proactive. So don't just wait for journalists to reach out. You can actively identify journalists writing about relevant topics and offer your expertise as a source so that you can share quotable snippets as and when required. So yeah, by combining strategic press releases with dedicated relationship building, you can increase your chances of securing meaningful media coverage in high-profile publications and establishing yourself as a thought leader within your industry. As a top tip, the best place to find journalists and to start building relationships with them is on Twitter or X. That's where journalists congregate. That is their social media platform. Now, this doesn't mean you have to build out an entire Twitter or X strategy. Far from it. Just set up your basic account, have your web link pointed somewhere relevant, like your Linktree, your website, or your LinkedIn profile, and then find the relevant journalists and tag them to get notified when they tweet. If they're tweeting something of interest to you, then you can reply with a quotable snippet or even suggest an email exchange to dig a bit deeper into the topic. If what they're tweeting about isn't relevant to you, then you can just ignore the notification. Simple, right? In terms of what to write about for press releases or commenting on relevant news topics via social media and insight of the journalist you want to build a relationship with, here are some more key strategies. So find your angle. You know, what are the hot button issues within HR or within your target niche right now? Find a timely topic you're passionate and knowledgeable about, then offer an interesting and insightful opinion about it. Make sure to target the right publications. So don't waste time with a shotgun approach. Which publications does your ideal client read? Focus your efforts there. Become a quotable source. So like I was saying for Twitter and X, make providing concise, insightful quotes your superpower. Build relationships with your relevant journalists by offering those concise, insightful quotes. They will love you for it. You also want to do guest post and byline articles. So pitch well-written, value-packed articles tailored to specific publications' audiences. Again, they will love you for doing the heavy lifting of writing an entire article for them. Some PR opportunities will fall into your lap over time once you start to build relationships with the relevant people. Initially, you may need to craft these press releases and say, this is what I'm doing, this is why your audience will care. When it comes to writing press releases, the theory is that the more of the article you write for the journalist, the more likely you are to be featured, because then the journalist can push your story out without much work and they get the kudos just with a little bit of a nod to you. When you do release your press releases, make sure to include relevant information about yourself so people in your audience know where to follow up with you. Now, this is all great theory, right? But I want to give you some quick and dirty wins so you can get featured ASAP. The first place that you might want to check out are media databases like Harrow or Quoted. Harrow is spelled H-A-R-O, and Quoted is like Quoted, but instead of a U, it's a W. Now, these subscription-based platforms provide comprehensive databases of journalists, publications, and media outlets categorized by industry and topic. They allow you to search for journalists writing about relevant topics, and you can contact them directly with your pitch. Equally, the journalists on those platforms will reach out and say they are looking for XXX knowledge, and then you are able to go directly to them and say, I know about that. They are a little bit expensive, so there are free alternatives. The free alternative is to subscribe to the hashtags journal requests or PR requests on X. Those will keep you abreast of any PR opportunities, but they obviously cover any range of topics, so what gets pulled out might not be relevant for you. Alternatively, you can leverage online freelance platforms. So you can use Upwork or Fiverr. Now, these platforms, they connect businesses with freelance writers, content creators, etc. And you can create a profile highlighting your expertise and offer your services to write articles or blog posts for publications. And this can be a good way to build your portfolio and gain exposure to editors looking for content. You can offer to write articles for free or a minimal amount, but state that you'll only accept opportunities from publications which are in your niche and or have a decent sized audience. You might want to be specific about the size of the audience that you want to write for. Next, that you can look at industry associations and organizations. So many industry associations and organizations publish newsletters, magazines, or online content. Look for opportunities to contribute articles or participate in expert panels related to your area of expertise. Don't overlook the potential of local media, so local newspapers, local radio shows. You can reach out to local publications and focus on business or human resources. You can offer your expertise as a guest speaker or to provide commentary on relevant local HR issues. And remember, with all of these tips that I'm sharing, don't worry about sharing too much information. We talked about this last week with lead magnets, right? You can't share too much information. Give everything away for free because all the information is already out there. Instead, just charge high prices when someone wants help implementing any of this stuff into their business. You'll be in an audience of one because of your PR, so leverage that to your advantage and turn a profit. If you're unsure where to start with all this information, then schedule 20 to 30 minutes a day to start building up your bank of journalists to build relationships with. Log them in an Excel spreadsheet, follow them on Twitter or X, and keep in relevant contacts with them. You may even want to record a Loom and send it over to them, introducing yourself, letting them know who you are, what you do, and that you'll be in touch with a press release for them soon. That will give your upcoming press release more gravitas because there'll be a face to the name and you'll also be starting to build that relationship, that know, like, and trust. Finally, let's talk about podcasts. You don't necessarily need to build up a relationship to get featured on podcasts. There are two excellent free resources you can use today to get featured on upcoming podcasts. So there is a resource called Podcast Guests and another one called Matchmaker FM. If you Google them, you'll find them. Register with them. They'll send you a weekly email with podcasts you can apply to be part of. Simple. If you follow all the advice of this podcast, it won't be long until you score an awesome feature. But what next? Well, firstly, amplify it. Promote your feature across your website, social media, email newsletters. Leverage that publication's credibility and lend it to yourself. Next, go into some repurposing. So turn articles into blog posts, infographics, or webinar lead magnets. Get maximum mileage from the content that you've created. And don't forget to nurture the relationship. Thank the journalist sincerely, paving the way for future collaborations. Get them on your mailing list if you can, so that you stay top of mind. And highlight them on your social media so you get notified of all their posts. Let's not forget the whole point of this, landing new leads and clients. So use your newfound authority wisely. Get clear call to action in your publications. Don't just bask in the positive coverage. Guide any leads to the next step, whether it's booking a free consultation, signing up for your valuable email list, visiting your website, whatever it is. Also, make sure to track your results. So monitor where your leads are coming from. This allows you to focus your PR efforts for maximum return. To conclude, PR done the right way is rocket fuel for attracting dream HR clients. And remember, consistency is key. So keep providing valuable insights, building those pressure relationships, and strategically leveraging your coverage. If you want a deeper dive into the topic of PR, then I recommend PR Superstar, the ultimate toolkit for writing killer press releases. It's written by Susan Haswell. It's a little bit old now, but it's on sale for 99p on Amazon at the time of writing. And everything that's written there is still true. Some of it might need tweaking to bring it up to date with today's audience. Now, if you want more tips and tactics like what we've talked about today in terms of leveraging PR, make sure to subscribe to this podcast because we bring you marketing and sales wisdom with a dash of psychology every single week. It's designed specifically for HR consultants like you. And remember, get marketing, because without marketing, there's no sales. And without sales, there's no business. So get marketing. Until next time. Hey there, and thanks for listening to the Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultants podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, then please consider taking a moment to help us grow by sharing the episode with a friend or colleague, or by leaving a positive review on podchaser.com. And make sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the upcoming episodes. I've been your host, Nick Pininski, and if you have any questions or want to know more about today's topic, then reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'd be delighted to hear from you. See you next time. So for this week's LinkedIn, what's hot and what's not, let's talk about hashtags, because these help with getting eyeballs on your content. And that's obviously a similar situation to PR, which we discussed today. What's hot is using hashtags to help your posts get found, especially because not many people use them. So if you want extra people to find your posts and you want to be ahead of the game, then make sure to use relevant hashtags that your audience is looking for. What's not hot is to include too many hashtags though. 3 or 4 is fine. Any more and you'll just look like a spam bot. Hopefully you found that little tip useful. Make sure to tune in next week for another round of LinkedIn, what's hot and what's not.